to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Good to have you with us for the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. And if you're listening to this on Sunday, got to say happy Easter to those of you who happen to ascribe to that philosophy as I do. Now, having said that, we're going to start out today with John Kaiser, and we're going to talk a little bit about geopolitical issues, the importance of geopolitical issues as they relate to the resource sector. This is a subject that John brought up off mic when we were chatting earlier in the week. And I think it's really, really important for people to stop and think about this. You know, when people think about geopolitical issues, for example, what's going on in the Ukraine, you know, as an example, they think that these are issues that really don't pertain, perhaps, or have no bearing on other issues around the world. For example, since we are hard money people here, we will talk about how geopolitical issues can or cannot be instrumental in determining the price of precious metals, the price of base metals, interest in the stock market as it pertains to those companies who are involved in the resource sector. You know, it's all very intertwined. Having said that, John, your thoughts on this?
Demand for raw materials, people generally look at it in the context of the globalization that has manifested itself since the collapse of the Soviet Empire in 1991. And people say, okay, what is the growth rate of the global economy? Is GDP rising at a good rate, such as it did in the last decade when China was coming on stream? What is the existing supply infrastructure capable of delivering? Will there be a deficit in raw material supply? Is there money to be made from higher prices materializing? Now, this, I think, needs to be rethought, because I think globalization is not the guaranteed structure of future global trade. Geopolitical factors in local jurisdictions have the capacity to disrupt the trade flows. And we look at the China situation. Suppose China annexes Taiwan. How does that affect the flow of, say, rare earths or zinc or whatever to the rest of the world? Now the situation with Russia annexing Crimea and possibly part of Ukraine, how does that change the dynamics of energy flows and other raw material flows? So it isn't just a question of how fast will the global economy grow and how quickly will the mining industry mobilize new supply, but where will we see supply disruptions that everybody assumes is going to be globally delivered to the highest bidder suddenly disrupted, and we have shortages for raw materials whose usage is fixed in the rest of the world's jurisdiction, and suddenly it's no longer available?
John, when I think of geopolitical issues, what usually comes to mind are black swan events, stuff that kind of comes out of the blue, but this actually isn't the case for a lot of geopolitical events. They tend to occur slowly and in a more structured manner, because countries realize how important it can be for resources to not only flow into their borders, but also outside of their borders. And we're talking simply about physical metals here, and we all know in gold and all that, that's kind of set on the futures market. But for industrial metals, this is a huge determinant into the price and also the availability around the world. What are some of the countries that you are watching for that you see kind of rumblings happening besides this China and Taiwan situation?
Well, just to backtrack to a comment you made about the black swan situation, consider what happened in Japan with Fukushima in 2011. I mean, the uranium sector had recovered well from the decline in 2008. People were looking at nuclear energy as a clean source of electricity as opposed to a carbon dioxide emitting fossil fuels. And yet this event, this earthquake and tsunami and the meltdown at Fukushima, all of a sudden it unleashed major policy changes in Germany, and of course the nuclear industry was shut down in Japan, and Japan is still debating, does it really want to go back to nuclear energy, or does it want to shift to LNG, liquefied natural gas, and create an import dependency in this regard. So I would stretch the word geopolitical to also include these types of policy decisions, and of course it has had an impact on the uranium sector. Uranium is down at $35 a pound because suddenly the utilities are no longer buying this stuff because they see, oh, there's a potential overhang from the stockpiles from German and Japanese nuclear reactors that's going to come into the market. So one has to look at all these things and be prepared to react to these black swan events, such as an earthquake, which could happen in many parts of the world and result in unimaginable ripple effects.
John has in his newsletter, I think, one of the most all-encompassing views and sources on the resource industry, and I would have to believe that he probably also includes a certain amount of geopolitical discussion in this particular publication. In terms of a listing, for lack of better terms, an encyclopedia of the resource sector, and this isn't necessarily just very small companies, but John provides data on these companies to a greater degree than any other source that's out there. Let's talk a little bit about that data, John.
Well, we cover about 1,800 Canadian listed resource sector companies, and we cover the facts like who are the people, what is the financial condition, but we also cover the projects. We have all the projects of the companies in there, and we track the resource estimate, and we track the basics of the economic studies that have been done on these companies. So we can, with our search engine, we can very quickly find out who has copper deposits in what part of the world, what stage are they at, what sort of grade do they have. We can look at our sensitivity charts for the economic studies and say, okay, at what copper price does this project really soar, and where does it die? And if we see a disconnect and say this company should have a value of $200 million, but the market's assigning a $20 million value, well, then we do the roll up the sleeves and sit there and say, okay, what is wrong? Oh, there is an indigenous people problem here, or there is a water supply problem here, and all this stuff. So we have created the infrastructure which makes it very easy for investors to, if they have an idea of something they're interested in, like they think that maybe copper is not going to go into surplus, that it is going to go back to $3.54, what projects would be very leveraged? They can go into my system and find those situations that meet their scenario of how the future is going to unfold.
The reason I bring this up is real simple. We have various types of newsletters out there. We have newsletters based on technicals, where people give their opinions as to what a particular commodity or share price is going to be worth in the future. John's different. John basically provides black and white information on this particular sector. One of the reasons that John is our go-to guy in terms of, I would have to say, macro issues in this sector, what his publication has evolved into over the years is purely and simply the best source out there. It is a great publication.
Whenever I look into companies, I always go to John's website first, just because it provides me with a great basis of not only the financial condition, but also where the properties lie. And John reads these news releases very carefully and has a good outlook on what news is to be coming down the line. So, John, I always appreciate your work. Please, John, keep up the good work. We love having you on the show. So, John, again, thank you very much. And everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Corey and I are following a new company right now. The company is Eagle Hill Exploration Corporation. We've got Roland Bailey with us on the line. Roland is going to provide an introduction to Eagle Hill. But I want to say one thing that really got my attention, for lack of better terms. The company published its third resource estimate for the Windfall Lake Gold Project in February of this year, and they had an estimated number of 744,000 ounces at 9.7 grams per ton gold in the indicated category, and then they had 731,000 ounces at 7.37 grams per ton gold in the inferred category. Now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Merlin, but these particular grades do make Windfall Lake one of the highest grade resource stage gold projects, not only in Canada, but in the world. I mean, you guys got something there.
We do. I mean, that's really what makes this project exceptional is the grades. It's with 9.75 grams per ton gold in the indicated category. That puts us in the top 7% worldwide in terms of grade. So it's a very high-grade project, and it's in a fantastic jurisdiction. It's in Quebec. I mean, one of the world's best mining jurisdictions, not only for, you know, government support but access to the property. It's a nice flat area. We have access year-round by gravel roads and a paved highway. It's a nice, simple project. It's high grade. It's in a great jurisdiction. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Rylan, what are you guys planning on doing here in the future? Are you guys going to be drilling or going into another report?
We've taken a few steps already this year to advance the property. So we did a financing at the end of December last year that allowed us to, you know, fund more exploration. We're doing the flow-through financing, which you can do in Canada, where you raise dollars have to be used for exploration. Just a few weeks ago, we announced that we'd consolidated 100% of the property. There was a number of mining claims surrounding us that we owned a partial interest in, and we said, you know what, we have so much faith in this property that we'd really like to just own 100% of it outright today. So we consolidated everything, and now we own 100% of the 12,400-hectare property. We're just moving through another financing right now, so we'd raise another $1 million for flow-through, and then we're doing up to $2.5 million of hard dollars, which is used for administration expenses and things like that. And that's really going to set us up well to be able to do additional drilling and keep the lights on and keep advancing this property for quite some time to come.
Interesting times right now. You know, companies are getting to be very, very innovative, and I applaud that. Back in 2013, another company that we follow, Southern Arc Minerals, purchased 25% of Eagle Hill at the same time that Dundee Corporation, a major financier in Canada, purchased 31% of the company. And they did that by the two companies investing $12 million to purchase this controlling interest. The question that I would have for you is Eagle Hill have 49%, Southern Arc has 25%, Dundee has 31%. How does that work out for the three major partners as opposed to Eagle Hill going in alone, so to speak?
Well, I guess I should clarify that Southern Arc and Dundee actually own a percentage of Eagle Hill. So Eagle Hill owns 100% of the property, and then Southern Arc and Dundee are the major shareholders in Eagle Hill, and then the remaining interest is, of course, held by mostly retail shareholders right now, but also a couple of small institutional holdings. The great thing about having Southern Arc and Dundee is our primary shareholders is that they both have deep pockets. Dundee Corporation obviously is one of the largest investment firms in Canada. I mean, they're very diversified, but have a lot of significant holdings in the resource sector. Ned Goodman is the head of Dundee Corporation, and he's actually been invested in the Windfall Lake property for about 20 years. So obviously has been following the property for a long time, continues to invest in it, obviously has great faith in this property. And then Southern Arc invested in August of last year because they were looking for high-grade gold projects in stable jurisdictions. And Eagle Hill is obviously one of the key projects in that, you know, with those criteria. So having these two very experienced shareholders who are very experienced in the resource sector are working together to advance the property and bring both capital and expertise is a huge advantage to Eagle Hill.
Rylan, what's the weather like at the Windfall Lake property? Are you guys able to drill soon or do you still need to wait a couple months?
We actually drill year-round. So one of the great things about the property is that people think of Quebec as sort of the Great White North. It's not. We're actually in sort of southern central Quebec. But not that far north. Like I said, it's completely flat. It's accessible year-round. It's about 100 kilometers off the closest paved highway, but the road that we use was built by logging companies, and so obviously it was able to handle logging trucks, and it can certainly handle the pickup trucks that we use to get to site. So we can access it year-round. We can drill year-round. We finished up our drill program in December 20th and then started again in January. What we've actually, despite the horrific winter conditions that you had out east and in in both the States and Canada this year. It was actually an advantage to us because it allowed the lakes to get frozen, because we wanted to do some drilling under the lakes, but you need super cold conditions to be able to do that. So we were able to do some of that drilling this winter as well. So we've just finished up that drill program. All of the results are at the assay lab. We should be able to announce them in the next few weeks. And then the board, on the back of this financing, is just approving the next drill program. And then we'll start that probably, you know, later in April or May.
Not investment advice, but we are keeping very close tabs on this particular company. We are following it, not because we're being compensated, by the way, and that's, I think some of you might want to consider that. We're following it because we think it represents a very unique situation. So this is not investment advice. Do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. Click on the Eagle Hill banner. Let us know what you think about this company. You know, it's interesting that we have to keep saying this is not investment advice, but it isn't, and, you know, you can get in big trouble from the regulators if you give investment advice and you're not a registered investment advisor. And that's why in this particular program we don't do that, and we disclose that we don't do that. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to run this particular piece is that Corey and I have both known Rolyn Bailey and the companies that she has been involved with for quite some time. I mean, it's gotten to the point where actually Kathy and I have spent some time socially with Rolyn and her husband. Awfully nice people. But why am I saying this? I'm saying this because in our business, you really have to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, there's a lot of money to be made in investing in the resource sector, particularly the lower end of the resource sector. But I got to tell you, you better trust the person you're talking with. Corey, I would imagine you've come to that same conclusion more than once, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we deal with a lot of the same people, but just going to these conferences and looking at all the companies we look at, we have a lot of meetings with different newsletter writers and company executives, and it's remarkable how small the industry is, but at that same time, you really need to pay attention to who you're dealing with, just because, you know what, it is a very risky business, and when companies are out there simply spending money, it's hard for investors to really feel like they're a part of a bigger idea. And with management out there that is dedicated to their properties, and a lot of the time when management has money in the company as well, that's when I feel most comfortable. And the nice thing about this industry is that we can contact, and anybody for that matter can contact, company presidents and have a chat with them and just get a feeling, because it's all about being comfortable with your investments, which, Al, I think you and I both are quite comfortable with our investments, aren't we?
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, I wouldn't be there if I wasn't there. But, you know, the one thing I will say about this company and Rolyn Bailey, she puts her money where her mouth is. She is invested at much higher prices in all three of the companies that she's involved with. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We are going on to a different topic, however, right now. The different topic has to do more, it's more of a political bent, and we're chatting right now with Glenn Downs and also with Bob Moriarty. And first thing that we want to discuss here, and we would like your input on this as to, after you've heard our discussion, let us know if you think we're crazy, let us know if you think we're right on, just let us know what you think about this, okay? Having said that, Mike Adams, who is a reporter, he's actually the editor of a publication called Natural News, wrote an article that came up back on the 15th, and the article dealt with it. Well, let me tell you, the title of the article was Bundy Ranch and the New Rules of Engagement. Well, what this is dealing with specifically is it's dealing with the fact that the only information of any substance that we got on the situation in Nevada, specifically at the Bundy Ranch, was from the alternative media. The conventional media didn't touch it for one reason or another. I believe Fox might have gone in there, Bob, but I'm not sure. I am sure Fox did go in there and provide coverage of that. But it really shows the importance, that particular situation really shows the importance of the alternative media, because Mr. and Mrs. Main Street in the United States wouldn't have known a thing about it if it weren't for the alternative media. Kind of, Glenn, while you're gathering your thoughts on your experiences with the alternative media, whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, Bob, let's get your impression on that, because you've been talking for quite some time now about how the Internet is really, really changing the world. You're on, bud.
Okay. You're using a term that I don't think is totally accurate. You're talking about alternative media. Now, Alex Jones, Alternative Media. I am Alternative Media. Drudge is Alternative Media. And the real key here is not alternative media, it's the mainstream media and how they're making themselves look like buggy whips. I think the most dramatic videos taken of the Bundy confrontation were the BLM snipers and the attack dogs and the tasering. And this ordinary people going out there with cell phones and taking videos, and then it gets shown on the internet. And it has transferred an enormous amount of power from the government into the hands of the people. And that's a really good thing. I've said it many times before. I'll say it again. Everything the government tells you is a lie. Everything the government tells you is a lie. And now we have the ability to see the truth. Now, I for one, am staggered that the BLM needs 200 law enforcement officers dressed up like mercenaries in Afghanistan. I'm staggered that they need to use attack dogs. I'm staggered that they need to have snipers. This is a BLM. Okay, when did they get all that power? So the internet has made an enormous change. It's handed a lot of power to the people, and the government doesn't get it yet. They will.
What's really helped alternative media too, Bob, is social media and the ability of people, like-minded people or not like-minded people, to share stories that they find interesting. And we hear this term, something going viral, and that's all it takes. And that's something that happened with this Bundy Ranch story, is people started posting it and it builds on each other. And then all of a sudden, yes, it came from an alternative media source, but it almost feels mainstream because so many people are talking about it. Glenn, I want to first ask you, how often do you read alternative media, and what's your take on all of this?
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, absolutely check with a lot of alternative media sources a lot. Of course, you know, being in the job that I'm in, you've got to consult you know, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS. But what's staggering is when you do that and then you also check out alternative media sources, you come to find out it's really staggering what doesn't get reported that is newsworthy on the mainstream media. There's just tons and tons of things that if that very highly concentrated mainstream media decides it's not newsworthy, they just don't report it. So there's a growing segment, I guess I agree with Bob, at least to this extent, there's a growing segment of the population that has come to distrust or at least be suspicious or take with a grain of salt what the mainstream media and their government says. But that is still a minority of the population.
It is a minority of the population, but I think that minority is growing each and every day. You know, I am very proud of the fact that Corey and I, you know, joined Bob with his site 321 Gold as being a part of the alternative media. Most of our sources, interestingly enough, come from, aside from financial, most of our political sources do come from what I would call the alternative media, because I realized a long time ago that what you hear on MSNBC, CBS, etc., is very, very definitely skewed. And I think that that's really sad. You know, Bob, it makes me very, very sad that intelligent people in the United States are so polarized. And nowhere is that more, you know, apparent than sit down and watch a couple hours of MSNBC, and then sit down and watch a couple of hours of Fox, and you're going to find that, yeah, they're kind of saying the same things, but the fact of the matter is they are putting such a different slant on it that it's the public really, if somebody is absolutely, you know, sold on MSNBC, somebody's absolutely sold on Fox, they're not going to get the true picture. Bob, we got a couple of minutes left here. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, you've made a very good point. The the point that I would like to make, you're contrasting the mainstream media with alternative media, and you really need to broaden your definition of alternative media, as Corey did. Social media is very, very important, a big part of this. Now, what I'm saying, it's not the alternative media is more accurate. If you go to the alternative media and spend any time, you realize there's more nutcases on the web than there are peanuts and Cracker Jacks. But you're getting some version that is totally different than what the mainstream media is saying. There's been an enormous amount of transfer of information from the government and the mainstream media to individuals, and that's a good thing.
Bob, I like your point of not all alternative media we should actually rely on. There is so much information out there on the internet, and so many different opinions that we could read. The beauty of, I think, the internet and alternative media and even mainstream media is you can really get to choose from yourself what you want to believe. Because if you go on Fox or CNBC, you're going to get one side of the story. And then if you search around and even go on Alex Jones and other websites that are not the mainstream, boy, you can get a completely different side of the story. And that's what really interested me about this Bundy rant story, was that there was no coverage and then there was all this coverage. And that was the disconnect here, just because the mainstream media didn't seem to be covering it until maybe their hand was forced. And there are all these rumors behind the scenes about why they weren't covering it and why the alternative media picked it up. But the fact of the matter is, I think the alternative media nowadays can really force their hands, or can really force the mainstream media's hands into covering stories they wouldn't normally do. Al, your final comments?
Yeah, Corey, I think you're 100% right in the sense that they're going to have to do that if they want to stay in business, because, you know, basically readership goes down on you know, publications, whether it's the Seattle Times, the Wall Street Journal, what have you. Readership goes down, and those folks are going to have trouble staying in business, because a diminishing of readership is very definitely going to cause a diminishing of revenues. We're going to be right back.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Welcome in to the weekend edition of the Coil and Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing a mini roundtable that we're having right now with Bob Moriarty and Glenn Downs. We hope you enjoyed our last topic of the alternative media versus the mainstream media. And now we're going to switch focus a little bit, look over to the waters, and focus on what's going on in Ukraine. Guys, there's so much different news coming out about Russian action and then how the EU and how US is going to respond, or really what's happening over there. Glenn, I wanted to first get your input on where you see this situation currently and possibly where it may even end up.
Well, thanks, Corey. As we've discussed before, I'm of the opinion that the situation has always been far more dangerous than most people, at least has generally been reported, and is generally believed here in the institutional halls around Washington, D.C. Speaking of the alternative media and things that you might see in the alternative media or in the overseas press that just you don't see covered here, I'll give you two examples. One is there are credible overseas press reports where Mr. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, had indicated that the reason that CIA Director John Brennan was in the Ukraine over this past weekend, which he was and which has now been admitted, Mr. Lavrov says, right or wrong, it's been reported, that he's there to try to find out the whereabouts of some CIA assets. There are some shadowy mercenary-type figures that have been seemingly involved on all kinds of sides in this thing over there, these proxies. And it looks as though some American citizens, you can go on YouTube and actually see where someone who claims to be an American citizen who's dressed in paramilitary garb and the like, is being apprehended by Russian-speaking individuals. So Mr. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, says the reason Brennan, our CIA director, was there was to try to retrieve CIA assets. If there's any truth at all to that, that means that there are at least American proxy boots on the ground in eastern Ukraine. Very dangerous. Secondly, speaking of alternative media reporting on things that you don't see on NBC or CBS or ABC, Zero Hedge, I think, for example, reported yesterday, as we're recording here today, that I think it was Danish, or Dutch rather, F-16s might be deployed and stationed in the Ukraine as a way to raise the ante somewhat in this standoff or this back and forth between these two great spheres of influences. Well, that's moving NATO jets into the Ukraine on the Russian border. Now, if anybody doesn't think that that's escalation, they're really fooling themselves. So those are the situation is very dangerous. There are bits of news out there for discerning people to go see, but don't expect to see them on the evening newscast here.
You put any credence in that, Bob?
Okay, put any credence in what?
Well, the fact that it looks like that there is an escalation over there, and it looks like the West through NATO, et cetera, are responsible for that.
100%. And what he's just said that is vital for everybody that's reading or listening to understand. We're literally risking World War III here. Now, I am staggered that people don't get it and the media doesn't get it. You sent me a link to an article, Chris, Science Monitor, and the subheading said, the U.S. and the EU have cited Russian agitation as a source of the unrest, and I'm sorry to use French, but that is total, absolute, 100% horseshit. The United States spent $5 billion destabilizing Ukraine, putting a corral around Russia that was totally contrary to the agreement that we had with Russia in 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed. And then the Christian Science Monitor goes on to say that Moscow says the West has misjudged matters from the start, and that is 100% accurate. I mean, the bizarre thing is that Obama was talking about peaceful protesters in Kiev 2 months ago, and those were the guys with the Molotov cocktails and the sniper rifles. And when it's clear that in the eastern Ukraine and Crimea that the people want to be associated with Russia, we're calling them terrorists. Now, this is so crazy. I can't believe the United States is taking this position. And I want to point something out to you. President Jefferson came out with the Monroe Doctrine in the early 19th century that said the United States has a vested interest in what goes on in Latin America. Now, you can argue whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but we took the position that what goes on in our backyard is certainly of interest to us. Now, if China spent $5 billion trying to destabilize Mexico and started pushing MiG-29s in Tijuana, the United States.
You know, I'm reading an article right now as we're talking on CNN, for lack of better terms, and they're saying that the Ukraine, Russia, and Western diplomats are holding those emergency talks in Switzerland in the hope of resolving a deepening crisis. I'm not sure that that's really going to be totally possible. Bob, what do you think about that?
Absolutely not. The United States and the EU is taking position that Russia is the aggressor, and Russia is not the aggressor. The United States and the EU are. Now, Russia has interests in Ukraine, and they are going to protect their citizens, and they are going to protect their backyard. Now, if the United States wants to keep pushing this, they literally are risking World War III, and that is totally insane. Now, I'd like to point out that we did the same thing when Georgia went into South Ossetia. Georgia attacked South Ossetia, killed the equivalent of 40,000 people in a weekend, okay, in what was a tiny country. The Russians knew they were going to come in. The Russians counterattacked and moved Georgia all the way back to the Baltic. In this situation and in that situation, Russia knew exactly what they were doing, and they were very effective, and they took their own citizens' interests at heart. But Ukraine sends a bunch of armored vehicles into eastern Ukraine, and the guys turned around and said, we don't want to be part of them. We want to be part of Russia. So now they're waving Russian flags. Ukraine is absolutely being set up. They're bankrupt. They have no leadership. They have a corrupt government. And they're going to end up losing a lot of people. This is crazy.
I think the main point that you bring up here, Bob, is that the Ukrainian people want to be part of Russia. The fact of the matter is, at least on that eastern side, they have voted, they have showed their allegiances to Russia, and you know what? They were Russian back in the day. They feel like they still are Russia. I just feel like we should let them move over to Russia. Russia clearly wants that section of the country. And I don't understand why everyone is kind of putting their opinion in where I don't think it belongs.
Let me read something to you. This came from President Barack Obama of February 28th. We have been very clear about one fundamental principle. The Ukrainian people deserve the opportunity to determine their own future. Now, I don't agree with Obama very often, but I totally agree with that. But we need to butt out. We do not have interests there. We're risking World War III. And it's nuts. Why are we doing this? We have no interest.
No, we don't have any interest in that. And I know we got to take a break here in just about a minute for the top of the hour. But I want to get you guys back in the first segment of the second hour of the show. And what I'd like everybody to think about is the fact that the liberals right now in the United States are saying that we are 100% right in supporting the Ukrainians. They're basically saying that, you know, it's all about freedom. The Russians are the terrible aggressors here. And the point that you brought out, Bob, that I think is really, really interesting is the fact that the Russians have gone into an area so far where the people voted that they wanted to be part of Russia. I mean, if you understand Russian history, you have to understand the total relationship between portion of the Ukraine and Russia, not the entire area, but portions of it. And I would have to agree that from what I have read so far, basically my impression here is that the U.S. is really totally wrong in attempting to paint Russia as the bad guy. And you just really have to wonder, are our politicians doing that for domestic political reasons? I'm going to take a real quick break here at the top of the hour for the news, and we're going to be back with Glenn Downs and Bob Moriarty right after that.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.